It is May. After a long winter, sun is shining and birds are praising spring outside the windows. In the classroom, students are gathered for a 2 days workshop. They are in the middle of their second placement period. Practice is an important arena for developing a personal and professional identity. And we believe digital storytelling might contribute to this development. Working in depth with reflection, combining the art and science of occupational therapy. They are asked to bring a memory of a critical incident from placement. And during the workshop, they will work to identify core learning from that experience, the conflicts played out, and how they were resolved. Will they be as enthusiastic as I am? What about the tempting sun outside? A tight schedule guides them through the first day, combining lectures on poetic reflection, dramaturgy, ethical issues and multimodality with individual work and sharing in story circles. The energy in the room increases when the students listen to each other and give feedback. When they work individually, I wonder what they feel about the process. Some are lost the next day. As I feared, some did not see the point. They would rather stay in placement. Some felt too challenged to be creative, to manage the technical demands or finding the good story. But most students continue, finishing the storyboard, editing the digital story by choosing pictures, download movie program and find the right music. Will they manage? Finally, the products of 2 days' work are presented in La Grande Finale. Powerful stories about patient meetings, borders, feeling of insecurity, essential questions, solutions, and new insight. The importance of meaningful occupations. To share, to recognize common challenges through different perspectives in this way makes a great impact. Next time, how can we help students who want to drop out to stay on so they don't miss the magic part of sharing?